നാരായണായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഹരി ഓം ഹരി ഓം ഹരി ഓം ഹരി ഓം. പ്രോസ്ട്രേഷൻസ് കൗണ്ട്ലെസ് അറ്റ് ദ ലോട്ടസ് ഫീറ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ സുപ്രീം ഈശ്വര ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. പ്രോസ്ട്രേഷൻസ് അറ്റ് ദ ഹോളി ഫീറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ദ റിലീജിയസ് സേജസ് ആൻഡ് സെയിൻസ് who were or and were yet to come. With these obeisances to all these great persons and the Supreme Lord, let me continue from where we have stopped our last discourse. Today happens to be the 21st of October 1997. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. ഹരേ രാം 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 ഹരേ ഹരി ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരി ഹരി. ഓം നമ ശിവായ ഓം നമോ നാരായണായ. യു വർ ടെലിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് പെർഫെക്ഷൻ ഈസ് വ്യൂഡ് ഇൻ വേരിയസ് വേസ് ഇൻ വേരിയസ് റിലേറ്റീവ് പ്ലെയിൻസ് ബൈ ഡിഫറെൻറ്റ് പീപ്പിൾ ആസ് പെർ ദർ ഓൺ ഇന്നർ പൊട്ടൻഷ്യാലിറ്റീസ് and purity. We are telling perfection in tamas, then rajas, then sattva. The sattvic man feels a nice prayer performed, he is very perfect and is highly satisfied. A rajasic dynamic man feels that he is running some vehicle at a fast speed or is running a running race and all, and in dynamism plus all other things he says, I have done the race very much perfect. But when you come to the higher level of perfection, I mean perception, you are rather more static externally and more dynamic internally. More static externally in the sense that your body mind phenomena is rather at a stationary place, and your inner being goes on the search and the quest for perfection. For many of the other plain perfections, the synchronization of the body movement and the inner movement are all having an involvement. And now you see, when we go further, a puja, there you know the type of involvement is not like a running race or a motor car driving or something like that. There also you act, but the type of movement is also different. And all along the mind perceives divine vibrations and wants to, you know, go more and more near that and be in that. So when we come to sattva, we are first experiencing a quest for perfection at even a fairly different higher level than the other perfections we aimed at in a running race or in a motor car race or in some dynamism, full wad jump and all. So you see, when you have come to a physical, almost more stationary stage, you are now almost prepared for a higher and deeper, you know, inner searching of perfection. You know, here you are showing an aarti, not in the way in which you are making a running race. Here you are singing a song, not in the way in which you are shouting in a cricket match or something like that. See how the subtle element is slowly creeping in as you are, wanting more and more perfection. You see, you mark that. Of course, you all sing bhajan aloud, but the inner singing and the mode of singing are totally different from a howling in a cricket field. You see? See, one, the pressure behind the howl and the, force behind sublime rendering of a song are totally different. One has got more brutishness, more tamas and rajas. The other has got more sattvism, sublime thing. Here again, you are making the rajas and tamas in such a modified, tailored way that it comes very handy for a divine, intense, atmosphere. You see? About 100 people sing bhajan, 200 fellows are shouting in the cricket field. You can see the difference of both expressing, one a sort of an animal or brutish pleasure, second one a sublime, joy, nearing to more divinity. You see? So one is an exhibition of, you know, all crude, second and, you know, I mean, things in the body level propelled by the mind, intellect, to that, you know, achievement. Here, you know, the body, mind, everything propelled to achieve something other than that. Here, there remaining and elating in a, you know, active, mundane, gross plane. Here, elating in a subtle, higher plane. You see? That too, intelligence is required for the player to put correctly the ball in the goal or to make a sixer. But that goes along with, you know, an atmosphere of elation at a lower, at a, you know, at a bodily level and mental level, you know. But here the elation is in a more sublime plane. You get an atmic joy, you know, a sublime atmic joy that is more free of, you know, lusty cheers and all that, you know. So this is a perfection. Now, you know, we have come from, you know, joy from a cricket field or a football field or some, you know, other song or this or that, to a more, you know, sophisticated sort of, you know, higher plane. You all do bhajan. So there is rather a certain amount of combined harmony interacting with each other in such a nice way that a serene and divine chorus-like, you know, atmosphere and resonance is generated. See? So, now, then, the initial sattvic, you know, saguna worship. Now, when here we are making use of the three modes of material nature available to us in the constructive, different and divine way, approaching divinity. See? Then we are now going more and more. After doing all that, in the next stage, you sit quiet. You don't make much of an external, you know, declaration or, you know, sound, even music. You sit quiet. So here, the rajas and tamas are almost